Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it, and
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
This time, after hearing that for probably hundreds of times by now, I caught the word aggressiveness. I like his aggressiveness on it. My son, for my birthday, made a little mix thing. I probably won't call it the right thing.
Mixtape?
Well, there's no tape involved, but he sort of... How do I not say this in any way that's sort of like not right? Sort of a home DJ vibe going.
Sure, all right.
So he's mixing songs and doing things, and that's what I walked into last night when I got home.
And he made a special mix for your birthday.
Yes.
All right.
Got a little yacht rock in there.
Very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful. I liked his aggressiveness on it, I want to say.
I'm not a big fan of that mumble rapping.
No, no. Earlier in the week, a few times actually this week, I got to a point with all the, I think the word is consternation about what the Bills aren't. I'm like, you guys, we sound crazy. And I just, even before the show started, had this again with Bulldog talking about his kitchen appliances. Like, it's just so much going on there. You should have been here for this. And half of me was like, just wait until three. And the other half of me was, enough. Enough with the dishwasher you can't figure out how to remove.
I'm sorry I burdened you.
You wasted it.
I'm sorry I burdened you with all that.
No, it's more than you wasted. 60-40, you wasted it. 40 is like, all right, I got it.
I was not thinking of it as content. I really just needed to get it out.
Okay.
Because my lead was, I think, however many hours since we were here last, like 20 hours. The non-sleeping hours part of it, like six of it was spent wrestling with a dishwasher that's malfunctioning.
This is how you feel when I'm like, oh, DJ Moore or Jerry Judy.
Yeah, pretty
full,
much.
Full yes. points.
Yes.
PPR.
Right.
One guy's off a bye week. What about Patrick Sertan? Will he be shadowed? Well, good luck with your dishwasher.
It's time to just call in the professionals. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, I mean, that's what I immediately always do.
Yeah, see, I
sleep fine.
I still need to exhaust, you know, it's a half a dozen screws. What could go wrong? It's fine. And you can't get it back together, right? Whatever. I, I'm, I'm, I, I did a competent job exploring as far as I did, and now I'm stuck.
I have two kinds of people. Dare I say two kinds of men. The guy who will always do it himself. The guy who will never do it himself. I'm absolutely quintessentially the latter. I have a brother-in-law who I think of as the first guy. Mm-hmm. Who will always, but every once in a while, he's got, at the holidays, he's got a horror story about trying to fix his grill or something. And like, you know, this is one of those times when I'm, you know, just, I'm happy to just call somebody. You know, I don't even, or just throw out the grill or just buy a new one. Right. Just right. Never am that.
Yeah. The feeling of satisfaction. There was a point yesterday where I thought I did a little Google and, well, this error code means this. It's probably this. Try this. Okay. That involved taking a half a dozen screws out of the face of the thing. I fiddled with, oh, the error code's gone. The dishwasher's running. Triumphant return to the living room. Hun, you're not going to believe this. Oh. I think I did it. And I got all snug. Oh, look at my man. You know, all that. That feels good. And then I walked back in the kitchen and the error code was back. And I was like, gah!
Bad news.
Darn it.
Hopefully you were able to capitalize on the success before the failure.
And
hit.
I couldn't. No, there was not enough time.
Not enough time.
It was a short cycle on the dishwashers.
So to speak.
I didn't run a long cycle.
I did put a riding mower together, I will say that. I know you were impressed with me.
I was very impressed by that.
Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Okay. What question am I going to ask?
You're not going to ask me anything about Mike McDaniel, are you? Because that's too easy.
That could have been right. That could have been right, but no.
Is there a score?
Yes. That's the question I want to ask. Is there a winning Bills score that would offend you or at least have you in here on Monday more in the mood to complain?
I think I want to revert to my original feelings on this from the very beginning of the season.
Which might have been the Dolphin game.
Right.
Week 3.
I don't think I care anymore. We in part, like what you're describing at the outset here, right? All of this that we, you know, are we in the eye of the hurricane? I don't know. Are we the creators of the hurricane? Whatever our role in it, we're definitely a part of it. We're in it, you know, and it's been day after day after day of, and look, I'm taking my guesses at what I think they might have wanted to do at the trade deadline, and fans are upset they didn't do this and didn't do that, and they should try harder and F these picks and whatever, right? But the team is the team. They're still, I think, an excellent team with a great chance to win the Super Bowl. And I think maybe I want to stop worrying about style points. Just keep pace. Denver squeezed one out, one of the least watchable football games you'll probably ever turn on in your life. Just passes being chucked out of bounds every series. Just a horrendous sporting event to watch.
I called it abhorrent.
Okay.
Last night.
That totally works. It totally works.
Horrendous. Which is worse?
The Warren Sharp tweet of both quarterbacks with their helmets on backwards, that totally worked. That's exactly what we were watching. So I don't care. Just get me to 7-2. Just get me to 7-2. I know that's one thing to say on a Friday. You're going to be off for postgame on Sunday.
Yes.
I'll be doing that. And, you know, if they win 17-13 or something, which I'm not at all prepared to predict, but, it's in the range of outcomes. It could happen. I'll be maybe prepared to pick apart their receiving core some more and be mad about the things that the flaws they have. But just keep winning games. Just keep winning games. Keep the one seed in the window for us. And that's really about all I can ask at this point. I mean, you're free. Feel free to ask for more out there if you want. Yourself, I don't care. Just win the game. I happen to think they're going to murder this team.
Really?
So I'm not really that worried about, a game that is going to have, you know, all of us going, oh, I know it's a win, but I think they're going to stomp this football team.
Really?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I just really, really don't. I really don't. And I will say one thing in my defense.
I suspected that you wouldn't. It's part of the reason I like that I feel that way.
Well, I mean, let's check the standings. Yeah, I mentioned yesterday that I liked Miami.
Oh, shut up with the standings.
I mean, I've lost a couple of years over the last 20. I feel two ways about this. One is, pragmatically, this looks like a game like the Minnesota-Detroit game last week, or one of these games where you go, maybe last night's game. How in the world could you actually put money on the underdog? Like that's what points to Miami here? The history doesn't, current form doesn't, the Bills just rolling over this team every time, scoring 30 plus points a game every time they play. They're not on the sun. It's a little bit late in the season for you to be worried about the Bills melting in this game. Hopefully they can handle 85 and sunny. I wouldn't mind trying. Like, what? The Dolphins fire their general manager. They're trading Phillips. Like, just what is it that would have you on the Dolphins here? And there are lots of these games in the NFL. And then I'm watching Bet Sweats today, and guess who the public loves? The Bills, of course, because why would you not? Those games always scare me no matter who's playing. So, again, like objectively, I want to say this is a game that I would, you know, circle in red as a handicapper, not that I am one, because who would bet Miami ever in this spot? Like, who would do that? Uh-oh. So that's red flags. However, I think it's not just this week. It's like the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think, have worked on me. Talking to fans, and you know, how does it work here? It's mostly people who are upset. That's who calls us. It's people who have something to complain about. Rare is the guy who calls in to say otherwise is responding to the other callers who called in because they were upset, not to us.
Right.
Like, guys, are we being a little bit too tough on Brandon Bean? That guy calls in, but mostly your callers are people who are upset. They're frustrated. They're worried. And I think maybe that's worked on me a little bit. Joe Ostrowski was on yesterday, and he's still alive in a big Survivor tournament. And I don't know, this is hard for me. When somebody that's got a lot of money at stake texts you to ask you what you would do, like, oh no, what do you say? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't pretend to not get this text, but it's not my money, and I don't really want to give you some sort of he knows well enough, but I don't want to sound like I know what's going to happen.
Sure.
And now the pressure's a little bit on me to be like the Bills insider guy or something, and I have no idea. I mean, I just don't look at sports that way where you can never predict it. But he's like, what do you think? And I had to tell him, like, just this is a game I wouldn't want to bet it because I just don't know why you would ever bet Miami in those games happen in the NFL. The NFL is famous for games like that. It has nothing to do with, you know, Storm Duck being out, any of this. It has nothing to do with the actual matchups or even like the Bills injury report. It's just one of those games where why not Buffalo? Yeah. And that makes me uneasy. And the last few weeks of, you know, this, everybody's got the whole script down about what, you know, not trading for a wide receiver. Every caller sounds the same. They all know everything. They all know, you know, what has happened in the past, what Brandon Bean has said, what their current receivers can't do, why, you know, Rashid Shaheed would have been perfect. And it's just like, I don't know. I think it's having an effect on me.
I think it is too, because we just did this 2 weeks ago. You were worried about Andy Dalton.
Oh, I was,
and I was over here going, they're the much better team. They're gonna clobber this team. I'm not worried. I'm not that worried. You always be a little worried. I mean, you don't have to try too hard to get where you are. You know, there's Jalen Waddle too. If he gets the ball up, Achan, you know, they've got speed. They've got dynamite. Is what they have. Miami. Unlike a team, Carolina might be a good team to compare them to. Like, they're undermanned, but do they have something that can hurt you instantaneously? In the case of Carolina, I'd say not really. They really didn't. Like, McMillan's a really nice young player, but he's not someone that's going to run away from everybody on your team. The running backs have been really productive there, but neither of that. But you get to Miami, and even without Hill, Waddle and Achan are still elite speed that if you miss one thing, and it's a house call. So, like, you know, that exists, but I don't know. I think that is a team that if you are buttoned up, which I anticipate the Bills being, I think you just punch them in the face and they're going to just want to go home. They know their season is over. They know their franchise is going to be rebooting. Like, everybody there knows it. So I know, I know I talked this way when they came in here in week three. Their season wasn't over at week three. It just sort of felt like it could be if it didn't go well against the Bills, and it went well enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, they weren't just down for a body count that game. They showed up.
They were close.
Sure. I just think a few weeks down the road, like moving forward, I just do not expect a team that is going to be cohesive in any way, shape, or form in this game against the Bills. I think there's a good chance the majority of that team already hates their quarterback. Every time he talks, he throws someone else under the bus, even their own fans. There's a lot of, preseason narrative that's coming out here from me, because I thought this would happen to Miami, and it's happening. And I just would be stunned if they got off the mat and threw a meaningful punch at the Bills on Sunday. I just don't see it. I think the Bills could be like half-assed and win this game by 10.
Okay. Good. Tua. All time at home. You want some QB wins?
Sure.
Entertainment. 28-11.
There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL.
And the Dolphins are one of them. How many of those losses would have been against the Bills? Four, maybe? Three or four at least?
He's got the one win.
He's got the one win. It's the only time under Tua, the Dolphins have beaten the Bills, is that one game when the Bills outgained them by 250 yards.
Has he played all the games against the Bills down there?
I mean, he got knocked out early in one.
Right, that was last year.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. 28-11 is his home record. They just lost 28-6 last time out. That counts.
Right.
So it was 28-10 as a starter at home. They don't even have home field advantage other than the weather.
That's all they have. They have the sun.
They have the sun.
The sun is their home field
advantage.
They
pay back by putting it on their helmet.
I guess that's right.
That's the deal that they have with the sun. We will advertise you, and you have to help us melt opponents. 28-11 as a home starter.
I always thought it was a ring the Dolphin was jumping through.
Well, okay, but isn't that the shape of the sun? Isn't it round?
Yeah, well,
with like sun.
Yeah, it does have little flags around, but
it's a sun ring.
It's a sun. I mean, it's both. It's okay. The sun and a hoop for a trick.
It's a sun and a hoop.
Sun and a hoop.
The dogwood is a tree and a flower.
Who could ask for anything more?
I know. I'll tell you one devil's advocate point on Miami,
right,
other than just like vibes and point spread history and scar tissue. I think McDaniel is really good. And he maybe isn't who you want for leadership stuff, for like aesthetics. He's not everybody's favorite flavor for this. He's a really good play caller and offensive coach, I think. I think he will end up, at the end of his career, being thought of more as that. And I think even in like the Ravens game, I loved the Ravens that night, but they started, if you remember the game last Thursday.
They should have been in front in that game, Miami, probably at halftime.
Yeah, they started, like, Baltimore starts slow, like
always. That
should
give me a little pause on the whole, I'm going to stomp that thing, but yeah.
Miami just kept fumbling.
Yeah.
And sort of handed the lead to the Ravens and their great front runners. And then, you know, you get to everything is terrible and we should just leave. Like
right.
You said, what
right.
The Bills really want to do here is, you know, push that button.
Yeah.
I do think McDaniel is really good. I think you could do really well having him as your offensive coordinator, if not head coach. I mean, it's run its course in Miami. That's going to end. But I got a guy who has played against the Bills, and coached against the Bills, rather, so many times. And he's been close to beating them a number of times. I think with the injuries the Bills have, I kind of like the Dolphins to beat their total. I think if the Dolphins do hang or even win this game, they do it on offense. Because the Bills' defense is not good.
It was great against Kansas City
last week. It was great against Kansas City. But I don't know. Are they great now? Are they good now?
They were great against Carolina, too. But that was Carolina. Carolina's more Miami than Miami's Kansas City, I think.
I think well, I don't know what to do with Carolina. But Kansas City, there's so much history. And the Bills were just like, they took it. The Chiefs had big line injuries, and the Bills abused them for it.
I think, I hear you on McDaniel. I definitely would not. I was worried from the drop about him as the guy in front of 53 dudes, you know, running meetings, like being the guy. I was kind of rooting for him despite the fact that he was the head coach of one of the Bills' biggest rivals, because I like his story, and I like that he's sort of, he's a different kind of dude, but different kind of dudes. Football, at least in the NFL, or at least in Miami in the NFL right now, was not ready for that. And I don't know if it ever will be. So that doesn't mean he can't draw up plays and be a mastermind. I'd like to see him doing that job with a quarterback that isn't as limited as Tua. Because right now, the thing that, to me, holds them back, they've got that explosive speed that can give you pause, can scare you. But the book is so in, the ruling is so in on what to do to take it away. Now, in week three, the Bills did that, and Tua did a great job, a better job than I ever expected him to be able to do, of extending plays. He got out of there and made plays on the run that I just didn't see coming. Because the book, the ruling is, take away the inside stuff. He doesn't have the arm to beat you consistently outside the numbers. So muddy it up in inside. He's going to hit that back foot, and that ball doesn't come out. He's dead. That's it. That's their offense. And so as great as McDaniel may be, he's, I think, limited by the skill set that he's been married to here, because it's so obvious what their struggle is with him as their, you know, as the trigger man for that thing. They can only really do that. That's it. And I don't know, that you should be able to take that away.
Sam Panayotovich has been a Bills backer all season. We'll see how he feels about this game and the season overall when we return. Sammy P from Bet Sweats will join us. Sal Capaccio at 4 today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. It is Football Friday. I mean, that's easy to sort of get, being Friday.
Yeah.
But for now, we need to take a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.